This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, FUBAR Radio.
Damn, the spineless, take their back off. You don't wanna see LS slap off. Wanna test LS? Come like iCloud, man, better have backup. Press the button, but it ain't back up. Lick down MCs and they won't get back
up. Tell them don't move, move, get back, move, get back. Pussy you, and I see true cat, and I see true cat. But that's not new, no. That's not news, no. That's just facts, that's just normal. Geek your girl, she sends nudes to my snap. Don't have that, boo. Yo. Might check 1-2, man, I ran again, pattern up when I want to. Just know that man, a man's top three. I ain't the one though, merc when I want to. Dark step slump, man, I gotta run. Easily add to the tally when I want to. Lyrics can't done, fire I got one. MCs, let a circle yourself, you'll get bun too.
Yeah, this for every turn again, Sam, why did again? Boy, better go to the bed again, never hear a voice in my head again. Rude boy, we in all but mad man, man, a wicked man, man, I see red take out to the dem. Everything gonna get perish and bury them fast. Informer, don't make a next heart.
Yo, it's the water boy. Oi, oi, water boy. I bet you any money if I swing my bass or bat, bat. That's the water boy. C-A-N-N-O-N. Water boy, loose cannon, water boy. Yo, flow that aim and rise a bazooka. Yeah. Water boy.
It's the mad one, aka slap one. You don't wanna see the Billy go. Trendsetter, check out the video, man, at heart. What ain't really though, blood is mad. AKA slap. You don't wanna see Don Don. Don't care where you come from. Hard chat, man, I counter attack with a bomb bomb.
Wicked and wild, plenty of style. Head of the pile, flow so fine. The man I did come like River Nile. Never ever done a life set live inside. Inside, inside. The man for no say we're live inside. Tell a dead guy, take time for we take life. Cause we don't play them games on the other side.
Yeah, the flow sit more time. But so sit more time, gas crowds when I spit more time. You spent years in a game like Romeo, you won't get more time. More time is all you might need. More time spitting talk bad, more time spitting talk grease. More time the above is something that they don't be.
I come through like One Punch Man. Don't drink beer, I'm a One Punch Man. Chicken and chips, not a pop lunch man. Make you see stars like Love Struck Man. Wanna try get then good luck man. That right there is not a good luck man. First come through like a nunchuck man. So you best have your gloves up fam.
Hey yo, live and kicking when we keep murking. Grab can't get these look man are talking. I'm bringing them the wall in the wood. Last 1 minute on a grind set. When we pull up to your function with no introduction, a couple 8 bars, everything slap way. Deal with a matter, make the crowd scatter. Stop all the chat when DJ press play. Yo.
Radio. That's Gridlock with that we're just coming out of. A Spent Shell featuring Flodan, Kamikaze, Discarda, YGG, Manga, Ghostly 27, Safwan, Jojo Sick and Logan.
I'm not going to lie to you, yeah. That's the kind of tune that back in the day I would have been gassed about.
Yeah, I'd absolutely.
I would have been so gassed. You know when they're just bare MCs on one tune and they're all just reading off?
First 4 bars, I walked out. I was like, proper grime.
Yeah, bro.
Proper grime. I only walked out to get tissue because I knew my eyes were going to be watering. Which they did.
Had snot running out my nose and everything.
It's emotional. It is an emotional song. This is, of course, the Eminem Show. Michael, Natalie, and Marcel, or Marcel, Natalie, and Michael. I got it right for once.
You did.
And then I fumbled on the statement. I got
he
it.
He dropped the ball.
We've got a ton of special guests for you today. We got like 3. We got a couple of games. Literally a couple of games.
Two.
Yeah, we got Terry Walker coming in and Harvey. So two legends in this UK thing.
For
and then
sure.
We've got what will hopefully be a future legend, Bimbi Phillips, coming in to chat about new music.
I listened to his tune. Like it's got a nice vibe, man. He's catching the current energy right
now.
Do you know what I mean? So
I've heard I'm yet to see the video, but I heard it was shot in Johannesburg. And I've read some very interesting things about it, like related to Black Panther and South African fashion and stuff. So I'm very excited to see that video. So I'm going to check that out, hopefully, before Bimbi Phillips gets in. I've got plenty of time to do so because he's actually our last guest. What has everyone been up to since I've got both your attention?
So basically, I don't know if Michael, I know you 100% watched this because on Sunday, one of the most epic things that's happened in football for a long time as an Arsenal fan happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We totally destroyed Spurs.
We did indeed.
4-2.
Mm-hmm. That's good, right?
It was an amazing it was an amazing day.
An amazing, amazing day.
Are Spurs normally better then?
No. They've been kind of beating us of late.
Yeah, they've been kind of creeping up. Obviously, like it was like the end of Wenger's era, and towards the end of it, he was like the North London derby wasn't something I looked forward to.
Yeah, definitely nervous.
Okay.
Definitely get a noisy bum during a North London derby day.
Noisy bum.
And like it would, it'd be talking to you halfway. Like it's half time. Like we're losing.
Sure.
But like this year it was half time. We was losing.
Uh-huh.
But we've got Emery now, and like he's got something. The second half of the game, mm-hmm. we literally just obliterated them.
2-1 at half time to 4-2. As an end result. Well, Harley, who I went with, left at half time.
Slacking.
Because he was hungover from his football team social that he went to the night before.
Right.
So
peaked too early.
But we sort of got into a philosophical conversation where we were like, you know, the butterfly effect. Maybe if you'd stayed through some weird sequence of occurrences, Arsenal would have lost.
Yeah.
By an even greater deficit, maybe.
So maybe he shouldn't go to any of the games anymore.
Just don't regret what you did. I mean, because if you go back and change one bit of the past, it affects the present, doesn't it?
Didn't you say once that whenever you go to a game, they win? I'm sure that you said that.
I have only seen... All right, in my maybe... I'd say 3 seasons of, you know... not religious, well, yeah, almost religiously going to Arsenal home games. I've only ever seen them lose once.
I've like every game I've ever gone to, we've always drawn. Like 100%, we've always drawn. We'd be losing, and then we'd win in the last minute by Giroud scoring a header.
We've been doing that a lot recently. I think that's been we've been the comeback kings.
100%.
This season, especially, you know, people go ahead, but we just punish them. We've got Man United this weekend.
I know, and I'm looking forward to that.
I am.
Last season, I wouldn't have been looking forward to it, but this season, I seem to be really, really, really
ready.
The belief's there. Do you know what I mean?
That should be fine. They're not very good, are they?
Not at the moment.
They used to be the best team in the league.
Fact. If not the world.
You know what I mean?
So it should be an easy win. Who do you dislike more as a team, Spurs or Chelsea?
That's a good question.
You have to pick. Okay, and let me rephrase that. If you had to, and it's not optional, obviously you support Arsenal, but if you had to pick another team to support, so which one would be your better one, Arsenal or Chelsea or Spurs?
Hey, no.
You have to, Marcel.
If there's a gun to my head, just pull that motherfucker.
If there's a gun, you're not, really? Just kill me. Kill me
so
now.
You couldn't pick out Tottenham and Spurs.
So they're both on the same
Tottenham
level.
And Chelsea. Tottenham and Chelsea.
Do you know what? Like I used to dislike Tottenham more than Chelsea, and then Chelsea, I felt like Chelsea kind of like bought their way to being on our level, and then when that happened, it was like I don't like you because I felt like I was being cheated out of my position
space.
As a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Chelsea was because no one chatted about Chelsea before.
No one gave a shit about
Chelsea.
They won a couple FA Cups, or whatever it was, but then like the money came in and then they started winning the league, mm-hmm. and then we started winning.
Started getting cocky.
Know what I mean, we didn't even win FA Cups for a long time, and then we started winning the FA Cup. I was like, nah, this isn't right.
Mm.
And then Spurs started trying to creep through, trying to copy exactly everything that we were doing. I was like, I don't like none of y'all. Do you know what I mean? Like, Man United used to be our biggest rival, and I like Man United more than any of the other teams.
Yeah. I only like Man United because they're doing so poorly right now.
Same.
Everyone loves an underdog.
Yo, go on, United. Go on, you can do it. You can do it.
Honestly.
Well, also, Marcel, I know for a fact that you went to the Don't Suffer in Silence charity gala.
I did. I did go to that. Me and my mate, Jack Fowler from this year's Love Island, we went down to show some support to the cause. It's a really good cause because obviously one of my best mates is mum and his dad both were suffering from like mental health issues, and they passed away sadly. But he kind of built up this charity to like kind of like let other people know that they don't need to suffer in silence. They like can talk up, you can go to like different events and like kind of like build awareness for it. So went down there to support that on Friday night. It was really nice. It was a really nice event, and it was just good to like go down and like have people there who'd been through certain issues, like kind of tell their stories and kind of like inspire other people to do the same.
Mm. Mm. Well, I actually went over an internal battle, and as Natalie will kind of know about the next thing I'm going to say, because it this seems like the most appropriate time to actually say it, because I recently had contact from a couple of people who were friends with a kid called Ollie Dinsdale, if memory serves, and they kind of told me that they really loved him as a friend, but a few weeks ago he actually committed suicide. Mm. So it kind of, you know, like I said, your event that you went to and speaking about it kind of made it seem like the most appropriate time to sort of address that. And yeah, I'm very, you know, rest in peace, Ollie. Mm-hmm. I'd like to say first, and you know, shout out to all his friends. You know, I hope I don't know what's getting you through this tough time, but I hope something is. And also, if anyone's actually feeling suicidal or has any kind of mental issues that they'd like to discuss, there are so many people that you can reach out to
100%,
online, man, and on the phone. So please do that.
Definitely, man. Mm. Definitely.
Yeah, we should get into a song.
Well, we
I
will
think.
Get into a song, because something that was a nice event for me yesterday was when it popped into my inbox, Mr. Marcel Somerville's brand new single.
I do
fresh.
Have a new single coming out. Yes, it's dropping on Friday. I'm really excited about it, actually. Like, so the video is going to be premiering on GRM Daily at 7 p.m. on Friday evening. Mm-hmm. But this tune's gonna be available on Spotify, iTunes, iMusic, all of that stuff, as soon as you wake up on Friday morning. So please make sure you check it out. And because obviously FUBAR is my home, mm-hmm, and is where I represent, I'm going to represent by playing the tune for the first time right now. This is Marcel. They Wanna Know. Enjoy it.
Know me, know me, know me, know me, know me.
That's they want to know by the man himself, Marcel Somerville.
Yes, and just to let everyone know that we are hoping to get Christmas number one with this. It will be released on the 7th of December. So that's like 3 weeks of number one. So come on, guys, we can do this.
Can start a hashtag.
Campaign starts here, Marcel, for Christmas number one.
There we go. It'll be more successful, hopefully, than Mariah Carey's fans' new hashtag. Don't you think?
Excellent segue. Yes, I do.
Mariah Carey's fans have found themselves in an awkward spot online after launching an unexpectedly problematic hashtag. The hashtag Justice for Glitter campaign emerged on Twitter last week and saw her fans launching a well-intentioned bid to revive the reputation of the maligned 2001 Glitter soundtrack, which accompanied her semi-autobiographical movie of the same name. The campaign hasn't translated successfully to UK audiences, with many people pointing out that it sounds like a show of solidarity for former pop star and convicted paedophile Gary Glitter. One person on Twitter said, "I don't want to be in that gang."
I have to say, I was looking into this, and what we do over here is what we always do is we find humour in any situation. So a lot of people kind of taking the piss in that, but the some American fans of Mariah don't appear to take it very well and were really having rows with people saying, "I've never heard of this local UK celebrity."
Really?
I wouldn't call him that.
Yeah, he's definitely not local. UK. He got as far as like...
He was in global. Thailand or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
that.
He went global. Yeah, they didn't really have a sense... obviously you'd have a sense of humour about Gary Glitter and what he did, but the hashtag is funny, but they just weren't having it. They were very much like going crazy about Mariah. But apparently it's done well, the Glitter, on the maybe on the basis of this hashtag.
Yeah.
The Glitter soundtrack. But yeah, it's problematic, isn't it?
And I think both are as problematic as each other, because that film was poor and so was the soundtrack. Actually, I suppose the soundtrack wasn't that bad, but the film was really bad.
I can't remember it.
Was Glitter the one when she was like a rising pop star and then there was like an A&R who was trying to on with her? Mm-hmm. It sounds like
who would represent Tommy Mottola? Probably.
Yeah.
The storyline semi sounds like, have you not seen... Was it Jessica Alba or was it Cassie? There's a film when they basically have the same exact storyline. there's a singer or a dancer who's coming up.
Oh, and
Honey.
I think it's Honey. And then there's like a dance promoter who's trying to get in the panties.
I've seen Honey once, but because all of those films blend into one.
I don't really know which one's what.
Yeah.
But the film, the Glitter one was not good. I remember watching it thinking, this is terrible.
Honestly.
She can act though. She was in that film, Precious.
Oh, yeah, she was
really good in that, really good in that film.
She was she like a
teacher,
her like,
or counselor?
Yeah, like a counselor or something, innit?
Yeah, or was it a teacher?
I think it was her guidance counselor, innit?
Yeah. She was good in that, yeah.
Yeah, but she was.
She was playing herself in Glitter, though, really, wasn't she? So she just can't act as herself.
She had to over. It's weird, isn't it? Yeah, it's like trying to play yourself, you've got to kind of like. Because you've got to do lines, but you're not really being yourself.
It further proves that Mariah Carey is truly unique, because not even she can play her. You know what I mean? So I don't know if that's a flaw or a talent.
Is that
I
mean?
Think it's quite a good thing. I can play anyone apart from myself.
It's like beating yourself up. Yeah. Are you really strong or really weak?
There's been other hashtags. Of course, the Susan Boyle anal bum party.
Yep, Sue's anal bum party. Susan album party.
Wait.
Do you remember that for Susan Boyle?
Yes.
That's where you need capital letters in hashtags. That's an example of when you should definitely introduce. Because I see people doing all these long, convoluted hashtags, and I'm like, you need some capital letters.
Sus anal could, bum party.
But then I thought, even better, sus anal bum party. Do you know what I mean?
Very suspicious.
A sus anal bum party.
Sounds fun, nice though. They don't fancy going to a party. What is it? An anal bum party.
Cheeky sus anal. Don't tell anyone.
It's Sunday. Why not?
There's a hashtag going around. I think everyone's going.
Yeah, right.
Oh, gosh.
So that's nice. What hashtag should we start for you, Marcel, for your Christmas number one? Get it going right here.
I don't know. You've really put me on the spot right now. Like, okay. I'm thinking like...
Ponder it.
By the end of the show, we'll have the hashtag ready to go.
A foolproof one as well.
For sure. All right. Well, why don't we ponder it? We'll go to a song and then we'll get our first guest of the day in.
Yeah, Terry Walker stepping in after this.
You want to go into the jungle? My brothers. You want to go into the jungle? My brothers. Let's go.
Yes, you are now rocking with the best. So dope, I just failed the piss test. When I bust the rhyme, you know I come correct. I make a rap, I throw his mic down like Kanye West. So don't play yourself like a game of chess. I got so many styles, I stay
Yeah. One, two. Check it out now. DJ Yoda got your back, and you know he's not the whack.
My brothers.
He got a bowl of cereal, and it's filled with Apple Jacks. So let's go.
Yo,
that drum beat was sick, bro.
Fucking hell.
That beat was naughty.
That was a mental tune. Natalie actually had a dream about the Jungle Brothers two nights ago.
Oh, really?
And then the day after, DJ Yoda himself, right?
No, his PR.
Damn, it was going to sound so romantic if you'd just said yeah.
I know, it would have been. DJ Yoda himself, you're right.
DJ Yoda himself emailed Natalie. He didn't even have her email address.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Sent it over.
Sent it over. And the very next day after Natalie had a dream about the Jungle Brothers. And that song slaps. It's not even like it was just some background thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even when... Who was the French rapper at the end?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Is he not listed?
It's not been listed on the... It was DJ Yoda.
Some mysterious French rapper. The plot thickens. Do you know what I mean?
We need to find out who that guy was.
We need to find out who that guy was at the end of that
tune. Because over that bit, he was flowing.
I don't even know what the fuck he was saying, but he was...
I'm saying, it was sounding good.
It sounded very good.
Sounded fucking amazing. I just want to say fucking.
There you go.
Fucking amazing.
Sorry. We're gonna bring in our very special guest now on that. I think it's only right after.
It's only right. The intro. She's already introed herself.
R&B legend, I'm gonna say. Soul legend.
Yeah,
I think so. Fuck it.
Do you know what? Yeah, go on. I want the introduction. Go on. I'm listening.
Mobo nominated and winning.
No.
Mobo nominated.
Yeah, four that year. Same year as Beyonce. That was the game she had crazy love, but she didn't win it neither. So that's how you know it was some
there
bullshit.
There you go. Mercury Prize nominee.
Yeah, bum.
Done now.
That's it.
How many years in the game now?
20, you know.
20 years in the game.
Fucking years. Yes,
more years in the game than most of our listeners.
And she doesn't look. She doesn't even look a year over 20.
Nah, not at all.
I tried it myself. I've seen a little wink. Yeah, I'm 39. I'm going to be 40 next year, actually. But you know, it's weird because for me, it's funny because I feel like right now.
Wait. Let me finish. Yeah. Terry Walker, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes! Back to the drum board. Hello.
Yeah, that was the debut.
Yes.
And that was
2003. But it dropped 2002. And it's funny, remember the first time I met you? It was at one of I think Martello was DJing. It was one of those nights.
Yes, in West London.
And then we took a picture.
Yes, and then years later, I fanboyed. Yeah, well, I was wearing a Wu-Tang t-shirt. Yes. Yes, that is mad.
I remember that picture.
Yeah, we met at West London pub. It was a party that we were both at.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing Terry Walker. I'm thinking, UK soul fucking legend. Can I get a photo, please? And then you said, oh, because you're wearing a Wu-Tang t-shirt, of course, I remember. And then I had it signed by Raekwon, so obviously I flexed with that a little bit as well. And then years later, on Twitter, yeah. I just remember sending you the photo and going, we've met before, yes. Blah, blah. Yeah, that is true.
And another funny thing is, I think around the time that you met me, I had the whole major label thing, so I think I was in that place of, like, fuck the labels, fuck right, everybody else. Yeah. So that's probably why you saw me out, because I was like...
Yeah, yeah.
I think we've all gone through it. I saw Etta Bond yesterday, and she had the same conversation of this whole thing. If we have to go through it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
To become the real artist that you really want to come, you have to go through it.
It's a filter. Filtration process.
And whoever survives that,
you deserve to be where you are.
You deserve to be where you are. Now, real talk, because boy, damn, got stories to tell. You know, but it's good.
What have you been up to in the run up to the release of this EP? The breakout EP is out soon, right?
Yeah, probably end of January. Mm-hmm. But that EP, because basically what it was, I was supposed to be doing my album. I've been doing my next album for how long? But because I work with Children of Zeus and I work with Joe Buddha, and the thing is, I feel it's felt for me, someone like Joe Buddha, he's done so much, but he never gets spoken about. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, Rodney P, Kalashnikov, you know, Skinny Man.
That's,
you know,
a whole era that any rap fan has to look back at, has to recognise, has to understand. I think.
And the way he is, he's kind of like us, like, we don't like to talk about ourselves and say, yo, I did this, I did it, because it makes you look like, okay, right.
Yeah.
You can have to wait for other people to tell you, innit? And I said to him, Buddha, as much as it's me, right, I've written all the songs, but I'm like, you need to do it where it's Joe Buddha Presents. But everyone's still going, oh, Terry Walker. It's not a Terry Walker record. This is a Joe Buddha record.
Right, okay.
But, so that's why I love when you played it the other day and you're like, yo, this beat. Like, yeah, Terry Walker, great, but who did this beat? That's exactly what I wanted people to do, because I don't sing over reggae. And that's the whole point. That's why when you hear the EP, it's got like reggae, it's got a soulful vibe, it's got different energies, but he showcases his production.
Right.
But then I've written different songs over it, and we've got Children of Zeus, you've got Ty, and we've got DRS and Rodney. Obviously.
Ty, another.
Oh my days!
So
you know
next
what?
Time
like,
you'll be on it.
What's going on?
Trust
me, it will come. Artists know that happens.
But you know, I'm a fan.
Thank you, likewise.
But the thing is, as well, obviously, I go through my little thing. Sometimes I think people think for me, they always think, why is she so accessible? Why can people just talk to Terry Walker after all these? Salam Remy, something with Goldie. I'm like, you have to understand, like, I had the major deal on it, and I think I know what it can be, and I know what it can be when you have the support and people believe in you, because when I started, I didn't know that I was Terry Walker, like, come of an 11 piece band, most tests on my first record. I'm like, I think he's supposed to be in the studio, and I was like, I'm on holiday with my boyfriend, I'm not coming. Can you imagine now I'm like, you dickhead, are you mad? They call me like, Terry, Moses is going to be in the studio, he wants you to be there. I'm like, oh, I'm in Spain.
That's what you were like back then. Yeah.
No. Is that what really happened?
Because when I started out,
when
I started in the music industry, I started. I was born here. I lived in Germany from the age of 4 until I was 18. But then I went to boarding school, and the only way that I could sing was to learn how to sing through classical training.
Right.
But I was really into my Lauryn Hills and my Whitney Houston's. But hip hop. Germany had a big hip hop scene, but I knew the songs, but I didn't know who was. I didn't even know the lyrics. I mean, most definitely. Cool,
a vibe is exactly as we were saying with that French rapper at the end of that Jungle Brothers.
Exactly.
So you really appreciate it. So obviously, at the time I come over, I do all my different things. You know, I've done Shags of Bigfoot, I did all the things with the grime, and obviously with the house thing. And I get signed, but I'm getting signed as, I just want to sing. I'm happy to be here. Yo, I'm here. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I get there. And obviously, I get signed to Def Jam UK. Then I get all these little co-signs, you know, Mos Def. And I'm like, oh, great. But still not understanding Mos Def is on your fucking record. Like, now I'm like, oh, my fucking God. Are you mad? So no wonder, like, my journey went to a thing where people thought, this girl, she thinks she knows it all. She doesn't know shit. And then after the first album, and then obviously the second album, they tried to kind of turn me into... I think that's when they realised she really doesn't know what she's doing, so we're kind of trying to mould her.
Right.
That's when I realised it went wrong. Because the second album, they had me wearing some weave, me doing some Beyonce dancing, and I was like, this doesn't make sense with my first album.
Yeah.
Dropped this, and I was doing so well from people like Amy Winehouse and everyone mentioning it. And next minute, I'm doing something completely different. And that's when I realised, yo, I fucked up here. I have to take this back. I need to leave this label.
Yeah.
Because I didn't actually get dropped. I said, yo, let me go, because you lot don't know what you're doing. And I clearly don't know what I'm doing. I need to learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why, until the respect was there, like me being here right now, is because you want me on. Because you understand why Terry Walker's, you understand why Terry Walker's here. Mm-hmm. No, oh, Terry Walker's a great singer. Yeah, great. You know why I'm here, because you see what I've done.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we need people to understand.
I've been a fan. You know them ones. I've been a
but
fan.
But I didn't even realise. People, I'm always in shock when people are like, oh, you know, you rate. I'm like, oh, really? Because I was still,
because you were someone, because this was UK R&B. This was something that we were like, you know, when you started getting seen on people's TVs across the country, nationally recognised. This was at a stage where most of us didn't even have the dream of being musicians yet. We just thought a celebrity is a celebrity. Terry Walker is on the telly smashing it. Do you know what I mean? And it was something to aspire to, even without having the knowledge that I was going to be an artist yet. You know, that's why there's so much respect there, because I was aware of what you were doing way before I was even aware that I wanted to be somewhere where you've been. Do you get what I'm saying to you?
Yeah. And I think, even when I think about when I first started out, like the first song, like the reason I got signed to Def Jam, like Loveful, Ching Ching, and this other song called Brand New Day. Those are the songs that got me signed. And Loveful, I wrote that by myself. But then songs like Drawing Board and Guess Who Didn't Love Me were written for me. But when I listen back to songs like Fake on the album, I'm like, yo, that's because whoever I wrote with, they would ask me questions and be like, so what do you want to talk about? What do you want to say? That's how I know when I'm writing with anyone, I don't ever want it to be about I'm telling you what to say. I always want it to be about who you are.
Yeah, of course.
So when I listen back to those songs, I'm like, yo, that's been me. That's who I am. Like, I'm not the kind of girl to smile if I ain't feeling you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's true. I'm not the kind of girl to profile when I ain't got stash. When I ain't got money, I don't pretend that I got money.
Yeah.
Even though everyone else around me is millionaires and stuff, I don't have to do that stuff, because until I've got it, you'll see the real deal. And but it's also shown me again who's real as well, who's really about this, because I'm about the music and I'm about the craft.
Yeah.
I could do the easy thing and do the house record and do the you know, go to the gym and look nice and have the gym and everything. But for what? Do you know what I mean? I want people to see themselves and understand that, listen, I came out there by myself not knowing, and I managed to do 11-piece band, started Jules Holland. I did all these things before I even knew.
Yeah.
But them thinking that I knew, but I didn't know. You know what I mean? And I think now, once I do now, these kids nowadays, they're so advanced, so they seem to know now, so it's a good thing.
Intuit. They can smell bullshit easily.
Yeah, but I think also because of, I guess, what we've shown and because of what we've gone through, because we've showed, so, you know.
This is true. Well, so Breakout, which is actually Joe Buddha's EP, featuring Terry Walker. is out in early 2019.
Yeah.
And then there's been the song that kind of sparked this whole interview, Breakout, the self-titled first single, I suppose.
Yeah.
And we should get that on, but let's talk about it for a while, because there's two versions of it, right?
Well, the thing is, the original, because what it is, again, because it took so long with him being like, oh, no one wants to focus on me. It was just going to be me and him. But then I did the Children of Zeus album, and obviously the song that I've done with them called Slingshot Rhythm. And they were like, yo, this is dope. And that's why I was like, you know what? As soon as we're doing that, let's also celebrate the hip-hop scene. And you know what I mean? So there's DRS who... The reason why I work with Goldie is because DRS said to Goldie, check out Terry Walker. So it's been a family of alignment.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what, let's keep it going. So there's versions of the original, but then there's versions of Rodney, Ty, and everyone else. So.
I get it. Well, we're going to play the Rodney P version.
Yes.
Now, that's the version that's the version this whole...
I need to play it all the time.
Yeah. Okay, say no more. Would you do us the honour of introducing it for us?
Hi, my name is Terry Walker. This is going to be from the record JB The Presents. And this one's called Breakout, featuring the legend Rodney P.
Listen to the voice.
If you try to test my patience, I will make sure that I mean what I mean. To protect my Holy Spirit, I will travel far and wide. Just to show you I'm not in it, so please don't waste your time. If them interrupt your vibe, you have to break up. If them take your feet, I try. This is
bye. No bad man is gonna get no lie. You're getting it to pipe pipe with a bye bye. Bye bye, be gone. Cause we done already broke that bun. Now they're arguing cause that's long. And there's no point pretending that nothing ain't wrong. So break up, rock out. Take your bad man and get the fuck out. Why you wanna come testing me when you should've invested in me? No doubt.
You can interrupt your vibe. You have to break up. You can take your free, I tried. You have to break up. Disrespect don't justify.
Joe Budda featuring Terry Walker, Breakout. Oh, and Rodney P, of course. Yeah, how can on. I forget? Breakout, big tune, big tune.
Thank you.
It sounds like it's one of them ones. It sounds like an instant classic already. If someone played it and didn't tell me, oh, this is Terry Walker, I'd have just slid it in with some other dub tunes like on a sound system. It would literally just be. It would be a perfect blend. You understand?
Coming from you, that's a big compliment because I know you know your stuff. So,
big tune, man.
Thank you.
We should celebrate it with a game.
Mm. Oh, gosh.
Well, Terry, you know that Michael Payne knows his stuff. My question is, how much do you know your stuff? Because in honour of you being in the studio, I believe you studied opera as a teenager, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to play you five opera covers of popular songs. I want to tell you to write down and not hide from Marcel I'll give a point for the artist, a point for the song, okay? Eyes down, everybody, for number one.
Okay.
Yeah, this is an operatic
ten
version.
10 points up for grabs.
So we've got to get the performer, the opera performer.
No, not the opera performer. Oh. That's kind of too hard.
Well, it would be too hard for these guys, but hey.
Excuse me.
I know Luciano Pavarotti.
Pipe it down.
Pavarotti.
I don't even know Andrea, the other
Andrea Bocelli. Bocelli.
Oh, yeah. Do you know Sarah the other Brightman. Two tenors?
No.
Something
Placido Domingo.
Placido Domingo.
It. Someone's telling you in your ear.
No, they're not.
and the final Domingo one would be
Andrea Bocelli.
What were those guys that were on? There was an X Factor saying
El Divo.
Oh yeah, but that's like new school.
Yeah.
I still put them
that's
down
the Simon
anyway.
Cowell version.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's no offence.
You know me, no offence, Simon.
They're no Pavarotti.
Yeah, exactly.
What I would like from you, Marcel, is probably the artist and the song that is the cover of.
Okay,
so the original song.
That's fine. I'm good to go.
Okay, all right, great. Here is.
There you go, girl.
Don't watch my TV.
I'm watching your eyes. I'm watching your eyes, Terry.
Clip number one.
Down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Do you need it again?
Yeah. Down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Oh.
Get down.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
quite
easy, yeah.
Quite
okay,
easy,
cool.
I think, for that one.
Oh, man, it's annoying me because I know the song, but I don't remember where it is. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Stop saying it.
I know. I have to dance.
Terry's dancing to get the song, which I like a lot.
No, that's not the one.
I like this new technique of dancing to get the song out. It's good. Marcel and Terry are doing it. It's nice.
You got to dance like you danced the last time you heard it.
Yeah.
Down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Write it down when you know it, though. Remember that. And don't let Marcel see it.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Okay, well, cause we can come back to this one, but we're going to move on to opera track cover number two.
Cars and the cars.
What the
heck? One more time.
Cars and the Cars House.
Cars and the Cars House.
Mm.
Cars and the Cars House.
This won a Brit Award, actually, for Best British Single. Give you a little clue there. In 2011.
Oh, Sheen. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Cars and the Cars House.
That's actually really impressive that you know that.
That's
just by
brilliant.
That year.
I don't know what on earth is going on right now.
It's a male performer who won the 2011 Brit Award for Best British Single.
Cars and the Cars House.
Let's get on the Google over here.
No, get off that mouth. I'm
going to
unplug that mouth.
Why have I noticed?
Your hand is turning you off. Stop that. So you need to put
the mouth
down.
Or was it Dizzy
Rascal?
No.
No, that's not a clue. She's literally saying stop that. As in stop touching the mouth.
Get that. Stop that.
Play it one more time, please. Play it one more time.
Yeah.
Cars and the Cars House.
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 Cars and the
Cards and the Cards House.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Have a guess. Male performer, 2011.
It's British.
Yeah, British.
Do you know what the funniest thing is? Both of the answers, which I'm confident I have got, have been because you keep saying the lyrics out loud.
Cars and the Cars
House. Oh my God, I've got it.
Oh.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
Terry, put anything down. Right, okay, here we go. Track number three. Finish, Mark. Are you okay? Register three?
Wait, one more time. Cars and the Cars House. All right, I'm just going to put down the first bit.
Okay,
that I've got.
All right, here is number three. All you suckers!
Wait, one more time.
All you suckers!
All you suckers?
All you suckers?
Is that all you suckers?
Wait, one more time.
All you suckers!
Can we get a clue, please?
This is considered a sequel to another collaboration between these two artists.
Oh, wait, no, I've got the wrong...
American artists, both of them.
Do you know what? I'm showing how much I don't listen to other...
American
music.
Male artists. Male hip-hop artists.
Male hip-hop artists.
Yes.
Suckers. All you suckers!
It's a sequel.
Considered to be a sequel.
Oh, scene! Yeah. I think I know this.
Why are you lying,
Paul? I am rubbish! I've got...
I'm really upset that he's getting all of these.
I know he's proper got it. Like, he knows what's going on.
I thought you studied opera, Terry. Is this not true?
Oh,
this is not opera. This is some foolishness. Yes, that's what I'm saying. How dare you? How many people think that I'm lying?
This is what Natalie thinks when you say you
studied opera. No, I'm not going to go change. I'm changing your Wikipedia straight after the show.
Wow.
Can we get it one more time?
Sorry?
Can we get that one more time?
Yeah.
All you suckers!
Suckers! It's a funny host!
Who says sucker in a song?
This is what I'm saying right now.
I'm going to tell you that.
I don't know, because I'm like, what?
Oh, you suckers!
Oh, you suckers!
Oh, yeah.
I'm going away, you. Oh. This one is so annoying. Yeah, I'm gonna piss off.
You ready for number four, Terry?
Here's a clue. It's the intro of the song. That's all I'm gonna say. Am I right, Nat?
It's the intro of the song.
Anything. It's the intro of the song.
Yeah.
Sorry, oh my God.
Word.
Oh, it's really annoying because I know the song. Alright, don't
know. Do you know
what you... Stop looking. I see you, Terry.
Do not to look at.
Oh.
Do you think you got it? Anyone got it? One of them's got a similar profession to you, Marcel. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, we'll move on.
It's a reality TV star.
It is. No, it's...
Flavor Flav.
That was a good show. It was funny watching
that. That was actually your favourite laugh. Okay, this is number four.
Day by day.
Oh, bum. Jesus.
Oh, wow.
It can't be that.
No way. Oh my God! I hope you got the whole version of that song.
I kind of wish I had. No, I don't. But
no, it can't be this.
Okay.
It can't be.
No? Good, get Cherry. Do you need it again to dance it out a bit?
Day by day.
It actually is.
I can't remember what the name of the song is.
Day by day.
No, I'm downloading that as soon as I get home. Are you crazy?
I don't know what to call it.
That's a
tune. One of the best ever.
Do you know anyone?
I've got the artist.
Okay, you've got the artist, but you're not sure about. Okay, right. Okay, let's finally move on to number five. Hallelujah, you'll be in the
hombres.
This version that they're singing in this one is actually the Spanish version of this song.
That's really
cool. But you can tell if you listen
play it,
to.
Hallelujah,
they can hear the word hallelujah there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's the one. Wait.
Got something?
Hold on.
Does anyone need any repeats before I go over the answers?
I'll do.
What do you need, Marth?
Wait, that's it.
Okay,
I need one and three.
One, okay.
Down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Get down.
That's
girl.
Number one.
That's so funny.
No. Don't play it yet. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Oh, come on.
Who is singing it? Who is singing that song?
I'm not telling you. That's the thing is though, that one is so bloody obvious.
It's so obvious.
Mm.
It's really
it's too obvious.
Yeah, that's
too
the thing.
And I'm singing the song and I'm...
But I'm thinking of two different... Yeah. Okay.
Okay, did you say number three?
Yeah, go on.
All you suckers!
One more time.
All you suckers!
That's incredible.
See what I'm saying? It makes Up look so silly, doesn't it? That's so
I give up because I know the songs, but I don't know the songs.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, well, let's go for a reveal. Terry, what do you have for number one, please?
Kanye West Gold Digger.
Uh-huh. What do you have for number one, Marcel?
I know it's Kanye West Gold Digger, but I've not got that down, have I?
Thank you for being honest as well. I appreciate
that.
What do you have?
I have Kanye West featuring Jamie Foxx Gold Digger.
Oh, God, you're so extra. Right. Oh, my God.
Let's see if you're right.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Sorry, Marcel. I know that you knew what
you know
the song
what? I could have. I thought it could have been go down, get the eagle on girl. Cause
get
your eagle on girl. Mm. So I was thinking between them two, but I thought, no, it's Gold Digger. Yeah.
Okay. Marcel Somerville, what do you have for number two?
Tiny Temper, Pass Out.
Mm-hmm. What do you have, Terry Walker, for
Nothing.
Number two? What
How
do you
that?
Have, Michael Payne, for number two?
Pass Out by Tiny Temper featuring Labyrinth.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm giving you an extra. You know what?
You're that guy in class, isn't it? I know, I could answer.
Get an extra one for that though, because you got the featured artist. That's another point in the bag.
Piss
That's
off.
Five that you're currently on.
You see how
hold on
get
though.
Bumped off?
Sorry, I meant to say. Let me see if you're right.
Yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cars and the cars out. Let's have a toast to celebration. Get a glass out, and we can do this until we pass out.
Marcel, you're really taking this well, aren't you?
Oh my god, we can see.
Come on, this is what happens the week you don't cheat, you lose.
Oh, wow. Listen, I'm nowhere near anything.
All right, number three.
Marcel, you're seriously getting upset. Wow, it's just a game.
Marcel, what you got for number three? Come on, cheer
You
up.
Know I've got nothing. You know I've got nothing for number three. Yeah.
Me neither, what I don't know. What the hell?
Michael Payne, what do you have for number three?
Go and get the whole thing.
Dr. Drain, Snoop Doggy Dog with the next episode.
Oh, piss off!
Snoop Doggy Dog!
Oh my god, motherfucker!
I need to put your face.
This motherfucker!
Yeah, that is hilarious.
But they said suckers on that one.
They said suckers.
Yeah, they did. So maybe they just didn't want to.
They should throw me off, man.
That's a good point. They don't actually say.
Look, that's the cover. Right,
you're good.
Fine. Back to you, Marcel. What you got for number four, please?
I've got. I think they're called SL2.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the name of the song is.
Okay, what you got, Terry?
I got Day a Day, what a lady.
Did you get SL2?
I love the fact that you wrote that down.
Did you get SL2?
No. No.
Did you? Wink.
I just got Day a Day.
Michael Payne, what did you get?
I got SL2 with On a Raggedy.
Oh,
this was actually on 100% reggae. I had the CD back when I was a kid.
Oh my god!
It was my favorite tune on there.
It's still one of my favorite songs.
I can't remember the name of it.
The clue actually was I would have given it away. A duo consisting of Slipmat and Lyme. I feel like that would have been too
really?
Much of a clue. Yeah. Did you not know
SL2,
that?
That's SL2. What that stood for.
Yes.
Slipmat and Lyme.
Slipmat and Lyme. Wow. SL2.
Right.
Very good. Right. Finally, I think you've got this one. I'm very confident.
Do you know what? Can I just say I thought it was like a postcode in Slough. Or something.
Did
SL2
you?
something.
Oh, okay.
They didn't want to give too
listen.
Much away in case people came to their yard.
I'd like if they were making that song in Slough. I'd love that.
Yeah, that's of course.
The sound of Slough on a raggedy.
The sound of Slough.
Terry, I feel I'm very confident with you for this. What do you have?
Was it What a Feeling?
What do you have, Marcel, for number five?
I had this Raining Men.
Okay. All right. What
I heard Hallelujah. It's
did
raining
you?
Men.
Did you? Okay,
Hallelujah.
Michael Payne, what did you have?
I had the same thing.
Do you want to have a guess?
I couldn't remember who sang it originally.
Good.
That's what pissed me off.
It was The Weather Girls.
It's raining men. Oh. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Amen.
So,
shame I was
that
wrong.
Means
I had one point,
Terry
I had one
Walker,
that
who's
to me,
trained in opera. Has got 2 points.
Do I?
Marcel has four.
Yeah.
But Michael Payne, you must have got which one? Oh yeah, you got 9.
So she's given extra points as well, mate.
No, but you did get.
I deserved them.
Yeah, well done.
You can get a round of applause because there's another game, and I'm going to take you down, Michael Payne.
As always, there's an opportunity for you to redeem yourself. I'm afraid we can't say the same for you, Terry.
Do you know what? I don't really care. How about that?
No, you should.
And also, this is not opera. This is some bull. Anyway, I'm just going to stop swearing.
I love that. After all that, she just didn't want to swear there.
Yeah. I know, after everything I've said in it, I know. It's so bad. Oh, God, it's so bad. Oh.
But thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming in to chat to us. Breakout is out now.
It's out now. The video's out. It was Primidom Complex. Sick. And yeah, it's out now. And just, but it's going to obviously something that's going to just keep growing.
Absolutely.
Don't worry about it.
I expect to hear it a lot at next year's Carnival.
Really?
Carnival 2019. Yes. I genuinely do. I expect to hear it every time I go to Bristol for some reason. I think that's just going to be the soundtrack of Bristol for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very, it sounds like one of them songs I definitely hear in Bristol.
And it's funny because Joe Buddha's from Nottingham as well, so it's kind of out.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's born and bred up there, yeah.
I'm actually going to Nottingham tomorrow.
Yeah, you should go and say hi.
Music related?
Yeah, I've got a show with the Squad Boys down there tomorrow.
Yeah,
man.
Is it all of you? How many of you
are coming back, man?
No, there's only five of us doing it, because with the shows now, there's only five of us that actually go out and do them, innit?
Okay.
Yeah, so we got, obviously off the back of Love Island, there's been an influx of squad.
Is Kenzie still in it?
Kenzie's off DJ now, innit? So he's doing his thing.
Because Kenzie started, didn't it, when he left the first time. I remember him, Kenzie.
Well.
Anyways.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, before you go, let people know where they can find you, and also because there's tons of new stuff. Like, you've been working with Goldie as well.
Yes, Goldie, a children's. Okay, so you can find me on my Instagram, which is I am Terry Walker. I'm on Twitter, which is The Real MZ Walker. Sometimes I might have a little bit of a drink and go on about stuff sometimes. Just ignore me when I do that. You know, just having a moment, just being an artist. But otherwise I'm quite positive. I'm featured on the Children's Zeus album. I'm featured on Goldie's album, but it's the first song, but it says Horizon featuring Swindle because Swindle produced it.
Because
the way he's done it, where he didn't always mention everyone's name, but Tyler, then I've got on that album. I've got an album out with Salam Remy called The Champagne Flutes, which is more on a soulful kind of synthetic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then, I've got Heartbeat. Even these are old songs. Heartbeat with Tess for Williams. I've got the songs with Danielle called He Loves Me. I've got music out there.
Yeah,
because remember, to me, as I said, it was all about building and letting people know that just because it's one thing, Terry Walker is all about everything. Mm-hmm, but now I'm coming back. I'm coming back for my rape.
Yeah, man. There's tons out there, as she just said, from the mouth of the queen herself.
Thank you.
There's no shortage of music out there, so just soak it all up. In the meantime, we're going to get into another song, and then we'll be just let's have a chat, shall we?
Schmooze. Cigarette smoke, gin in my tonic, ooh, that got me loose. Let me be honest, ooh, could have been us, but I was playing. I know better I do, but never do. You say it's old, I say we cool. Well, that may be true. You never do tell. We never did speak much before the mood fell. And my baby didn't give me that blues feel.
What I know. What a fool I've been in my soul. Keeps on bickering. And I know I'll end up alone if I'm not careful. Round on the radio.
that's a fable. You can't play those games, no, this ain't Halo. You say I'm no saint, but that's a label that I say I can't claim, cause you're no angel. I know I can't be nobody's savior, and I don't add no stripes on my behavior. Henny, me and you pipe up and get that snapping, but who here? Really here? Who? You busy chatting? Well, cuckoo, you in the gram, you got a new dude, didn't need that on my phone, I see you too. Remember how BB King, you know that blues too true. Never knew love could have that voodoo. Child, be still, be real, that brother hit it like me or just the usual. Caroline, I know.
Wow, 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 wow. Joel Culpepper and Koji Radical linked up to make that last tune, which was called
Caroline No.
Caroline No.
But Caroline. Joel, yes.
Yes.
To that tune.
Most definitely, yes. Capital letters with an exclamation mark at the end. Big tune. It's the type of song you tweet about and don't put punctuation in the tweet. Like, oh, you're Selfridges.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
God,
yes.
That was so funny.
That was a nice Whoa. Day when Ollie did that.
It's going off conscious.
That will never not be funny. That will never not be funny. Oh, my God.
I didn't think, Ollie's taken over Selfridges.
Why has Ollie got a skeng out in fucking Selfridges?
Why is he tweeting about it?
Honestly.
It was a strange day for
As if no one noticed he had a strap in Selfridges, so he had to tweet about it. So that people, everyone's got their fucking eyes on their phones. Everyone follows me. Yeah, here we go.
He's been asked about it. I think he's kind of was like, you know, at the time I thought something was going down. Yeah.
You know, the 1 year anniversary of that tweet passed quite recently.
Yeah.
I had to commemorate that shit. It was great. I want to get into this story really quickly because Natalie kind of put it in front of me, brought it to my attention, and I just think it's quite weird, and I don't understand how they're going to kind of regulate or police this or whatever the kind of verb would be. Reggae music is going to be protected by the UN after being declared a global cultural treasure. UNESCO, which stands for United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, has declared reggae a global treasure that must be safeguarded. UNESCO said in a statement, its contribution to international discourse on issues of injustice, resistance, love and humanity underscores the dynamics of the element as being at once, cerebral, socio-political, sensual and spiritual. Reggae artist Holly Cook said that politicians could take a leaf out of reggae's strong message of peace, love and unity, and described its cultural impact as a great example of how immigration has a great and positive effect in our society. Maybe some of our country's leaders can put down their pens, stop fear-mongering, and blast out some Aswad to relax.
Go on.
Right?
Aswad.
I just don't understand how you would kind of... What would that entail? Kind of making it a... what have they called it? A global cultural treasure and kind of making that official, classifying it.
If you disrespect reggae now, you go straight to Guantanamo Bay.
I think the first thing they should do, the first action they should take is anyone that gets caught wearing them dreads under that gets sent to prison.
Yeah.
Straight,
for life.
You can't fake the reggae.
Yeah, no
you can't fake
no
the
case,
reggae.
No court case even, straight in there. You know your time. That's step one.
The owners of Turtle Bay restaurants sent to prison.
Then.
For life. For life.
Yo.
Jamie Oliver for the jerk rice.
Oh, right, yeah.
Prison.
That's probably what.
For life.
That's probably what's brought it on, bro.
Honestly.
The jerk rice, bro.
Yeah, one step
the jerk
too far.
Rice. They were like, no. You're taking liberties now, bro. Liberties,
honestly,
bro.
Honestly. What else could you do if you see someone destroying a reggae record like a vinyl? Even giving it a pull up too violently, wheeling out too violently, you get 6 months community service.
Yeah,
I feel like. What else is there, man?
Carnival, not your carnival. If any of the neighbours start chatting shit during carnival, evicted.
Done.
Take your house. And
that's quite a lot of Notting Hill then, isn't it?
All of Notting Hill,
basically.
They're
going to be evicted.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
They should just have like UN guys just like standing there with the things. You know what I mean? It's like. Yo, you better get back in your house, bruv.
Actual peacekeepers.
Yeah.
Just lining the streets.
Maybe they just do like a random door knock. You knock on your door. Hello, can I just ask you a question about reggae? It's not for me. Arrest you. You're gone.
For real.
Take you in. That's it.
Yeah, they give you like cultural kind of they give you cultural references that you have to kind of identify. So like they just knock on the door. Yeah, they knock on the door.
What's tough gong? In the van.
They show you. They show
bang
you
over the hen. Chucked in the van.
Yeah.
They show you a pot with like a spoon in it, and they're like, "What do I do with this?" And you got, if you don't stir it up, then evicted.
But it's, they hand you a duchy, and it's like,
yeah,
"What are you going
to
do?"
Which side do you pass it? Incredible. That would be sick.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Imagine being one of them officers though, bro.
I'd love to be one of those officers.
Me too, bro.
I'd love to. I'd just give someone a light and go, now what are you going to do with that light?
Right.
They don't give it back. Oh my God.
Who's the guy? And I can't remember his name now. Is it the guy, the main guy from Oswald? Somebody Ford, I think it is.
I don't remember his first name. Shit, would I be evicted?
You are, that's it, you're gone. So that's my
luckily,
pain.
Luckily, I haven't
show.
Been asked that question yet because I don't know the answer either, but...
Natalie was very sly about that. She's checking me. Everyone's suspicious of each other.
Natalie's the one who's...
What would you do if you saw him, though? What one thing would you not do?
Who? Don't turn around.
Yeah, thank you. You passed. That's good.
Or something like that. I don't know when you see me crying. I was like 5, I think, when that record came out.
It's a good song, right?
I love that song.
I love that song.
Really
do. I also love How Long Has This Been Going On. They done a remix with what's her name? The one who done that the Going Up tune.
Yaz. No. Yaz. Yeah, Yaz. Yeah.
Did they? Yaz.
Yeah.
How long has this been going on?
But the reggae version was so much better.
How long do you sweat for?
There's a reggae version of everything.
That's a question.
Have you ever noticed that?
How long do you sweat for?
Till I can't sweat no more.
Brackets. La 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 la. Is the right answer. So both of you are out of the studio.
What do you mean?
Now.
I was going to say la 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 long. La 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 long 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 long.
I said half.
I was going to say that. Yeah, and I was going to come with the next bit.
Yeah, exactly.
A long, long time.
You shared that
right,
one.
Okay, fine. You're safe. You're safe okay. for now. It's the UN.
There's a culture of fear amongst us now.
I know.
Isn't
like, what's happening in this room? Like, it's scary.
No one wants to get snitched on for not being a reggae fan.
It's scary.
Everyone's just at reggae gigs, just creeping. Oh my God. Making sure everyone sees them.
I all know that there's one person in this this company who's absolutely safe, and that is Abby, because
Abby, yeah.
she'll be fine.
She'd
she's
be
protected
like the president.
By the UN. She's protected.
Yeah, she'd be like, she's going to get a job at the UN. She's not going to be here next week.
She's behind this campaign. She actually organised it. It's her. And she's arrested a few people today.
Honestly.
She's taken them out. Yeah, so if there's a few less people working here, you know where they've gone.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Right. Well. We should get into a song now.
Yes, and then we'll get our next guest into the studio.
But what song are you going to play now?
This one.
It's not a reggae one.
All right, she's getting arrested.
No conscience. And I do. This is TK. I don't have a conscience, and I won't act responsible when I pull up and flex it. You just do what you're supposed to do. I don't have a conscience, and I won't act responsible when I pull up and flex it. When I pull up. You just a regular, I am no shorter spectacular. Regular, pick it up. All of the cash, checking the past. See me, I set it up. Look at my bag, look at my head. And I got multiple cellulars. One for Japan, one for your man. I do what I want with no conscience. Name on my neck and I'm pardoned. Minding my business as always. People don't get it, I'm awesome. How could they want me to fail? I ain't too busy to care. Fifth gear in a car seat. With a team up behind me. I don't have a conscience, and I won't act responsible when I pull up and flex. You just do what you're supposed to do. I don't have a conscience, and I won't act responsible when I pull up and flex. When I pull up,
Duckworth. I don't have a conscience, big boy. I do what I want. Keep that work up in the truck and dripping sauce out the trunk. Slapping Ducky out her speakers till your girl turn me up. Keep the motion to that phone. You probably think I make punk. Now, baby, talk your shit. Swing your fist. I'm that booty activist. Shake it like I threw some gasoline and got some matches lit. I'm so hazardous to any salty hating establishments. No consciousness may run off off the mouth and lose my sponsorship. Take that boy out of South Central. Can't take the bullets of that boy's mental. Y'all faux thugs. Y'all ghost mental. Y'all ice melted. That fight did it. Nothing but flames. Escape these lips, nigga. That's only half of it. Your whole team is baby lit, baby. I spit apocalypse.
I don't have a conscience, and I won't act responsible when I pull up and flexing. You just do what you're supposed to do. I don't have a conscience, and I won't act responsible when I pull up and flexing. When I pull up, I'm done the talk, but I'm switching. I'm rebelling against the norms, comfortable being different. Always be me against the world, manifesting my vision, making reality from my words, cause they don't see the difference. I gotta show them to listen. I pull up and take all the options. One puffer jacket and polish. Focus on moving, no caution. Hitting these bitches with top spin. All of my patience is thin. Now it just came in to win. Step in, give them dirt.
Next year I'ma work. Take time then I murk. No eye for a jerk. Been slow with no cosign. I ain't do it for the perks. So you can miss me with the words. I don't listen to a bird. So you can miss me with the words. I don't listen to a bird.
What else can I say?
I don't have a conscience, and I won't act responsible when I pull up and flexing. You just do what you're supposed to do. I don't have a conscience, and I won't act responsible when I pull up and flexing. When I pull up, always 100%. I do my thing, I pull up and don't give a damn. Always 100%. I do my thing, I pull up and don't give a damn.
That's TK Midestar with Flexin' featuring Duckworth from Australia. Antipodean hip hop.
It's one of Hannah, our assistant producer for today.
Nice.
Hit me off to that. Okay, very good.
International sounds.
Yeah.
We're going to go from one legend to another, really, isn't it? One UK legend to another. We've had Terry Walker in talking about new music, all the stuff that she's been up to. But now we have the one and only Harvey in the studio.
Yo!
Sorry.
Today's a special day, man. Special. I bumped into Terry, man. That's like my sister right there. I was emotional when I seen her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all good, man.
Man, it's good to have you in.
Thank you. For sure.
It's very good to have you in. New music at the moment.
Yeah.
But you've had an illustrious career since So Solid. So we should talk about that first, because you've played football.
Yeah.
You've done TV.
Yeah.
There's been more music.
Yeah.
In between.
Theatre.
Yeah.
What have I missed? Have you been a firefighter somewhere along the line as well?
No, not a firefighter. Obviously, you know, I've shot movies too. So
yeah.
Got films out. The Deadly Game, that's on Netflix now. The one I shot with Steven Seagal, Out for a Kill.
Wow.
The only thing I ain't done is played basketball and baseball.
golf.
And golf, because I'm not American. I was about to say, name a black man that plays golf and I fought Tiger Woods. Yeah. So it's all good.
The football came first. Because that was...
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It was one of those toss-ups with you, wasn't it? Because you're one of the many MCs that could have gone either way,
yeah.
Right? And I've discussed that with you before, that I feel there, when I was growing up in school, there was a link between the kids who could MC and the kids who were pursuing it, and they always seemed to be good at football as well.
Yeah, real talk.
Why did you personally go the music route?
Not by choice.
Okay.
Obviously, I was at Chelsea as a kid, as people know, and Barnet, and I'd done well. I'd done a year as a pro, and then I had a bad injury. I broke my ankle in training.
Right.
The music was never on the cards.
Okay.
But I could always spit. So really, Mega and Romeo, they was really on that wave.
Yeah.
But it's when I came back, and I think them times Mega was and Romeo was big on the underground circuit, and Mega was like, oh, I'm starting this crew. It's like, what crew is this, bro? Like, what are you going on about?
So they were operating a solo artist.
Yeah,
Mega
and Romeo
was
a brand. It was Mega and Romeo, but at first they tried to, I think they was going to call themselves SAS before So Solid, you know?
Right.
And then them lot was popping on pirate radio.
Yeah, of course.
And then when I got back to South London, like this, it was like a phenomenon, like Mega Man and Romeo. Like they were stars. Mm. I'm thinking, like, me and Marvin Romeo went to the same school. I'm seeing girls running down the high street. I'm thinking, what's going on? Like, this is mad.
Mm.
And then Mega approached me in a phone box about 12 o'clock at night. I don't forget this. He's like,
That's a story that no one will ever
literally in a phone box. Remember them BT phone box?
Exactly.
Before these things, you know, and then he said to me, I'm starting this crew So Solid, I'm going to bring you to a radio station. Would you, like, come down? And that was it, mate. I went down there, and the first two people I met, like, it was a skinny kid, yeah, who looked Asian with blonde hair. That's Trino,
yeah,
my broski, and Oxide. And that's the first people I ever seen when I walked into the radio station.
Yeah.
And then Neutrino left the station. And then he must have got in his car and heard me spit a lyric. And then he drove straight back. He's like, who's this brother? He's like, yeah, that's a new addition to So Solid Harvey. And then the rest is history, isn't it, bro?
Mad. How big was the crew at the time when you joined? Did it expand further?
It was getting big because Lisa was around then. Asher wasn't even in the crew then.
Right.
Nooch wasn't even a part of So Solid. Nooch was in a crew called Living Legends.
Yeah.
People think, come on, you know, innit?
Yeah.
So at the time, it was probably like Mega, Romeo, Harvey, Lisa just joining at the time, Swiss, It was all the Battersea lot. The ones that are from Battersea.
Swish was in it as a DJ at the time.
As a DJ, bro. That's mad, isn't it? The best.
He must have been Bear Young, innit?
It was Pierre Swiss. I've grown up. These are my 5-year-old friends, so yeah. I didn't even know Swiss could rap.
Right, I remember because the rap diss, that was when I first heard his literally. Oh, that's a
but you know what, you know what rap diss, yeah. You know when Harvey's bit dropped and the beat just changed
the
up.
Tempo
and
like, changes.
Oh mate, they used to go
but
off.
That was my. Do you know what's mad about that record? Because them lot was rapping, I was like, I'm not rapping, I'm not American.
Yeah.
And I said to Oxide, like, flip the beat on my beat, because everyone knows I'm a double time spitter, innit?
Yeah.
And then Oxide, I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna change the beat. And bruv, that was the most legendary bit. Wow. I done it at the O2, like about 3 years ago.
We
done
a reggae.
Bro, it was mad because we had to edit that. When it gets to my bit, it starts with a fast bass bit, and then it just goes a cappella.
Right.
Bro, the crowd, when I done the bar, it's like, I don't know if people remember this bar. It's like 16 years old. And they went off.
Mm.
And I didn't realise the impact that bar had on that tune in particular had on people, because it's kind of when we went from the garage into rap.
Yeah.
And you realise that Swiss is the best rapper we've ever had.
Honestly, he's literally.
That's Wretch's godfather, greatest. And Wretch knows that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Wretch, to me, is the best, but it don't get better than Swiss.
Nah.
You got Wretch is up there, but Swiss is before Wretch.
He's an original. Cry.
Wretch would deny that.
Cry, as far as conscious UK hip hop goes, is in the pantheon.
Oh, man.
The
only ones. That's levels. That's in the Hall of Fame, dude.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah,
that's in the Hall of Fame, Cry. 100%.
Mm. So, do you ever have like sort of private sort of So Solid reunions? I know obviously there was a very public one. There was some dates here and there. There was a tour.
Yeah, that's right.
Quite recently. But how often does So Solid crew kind of just hang out? Is that a thing?
It's my brothers, man.
Yeah.
Just mad. Like, I was literally speaking to Mega on the way here. Like, we got so much fingering pies and things that we're all doing together. Mm. It's my brothers. It's like saying that to Marcel and Blazer Squad. They're his brothers.
Mm.
Like, no matter what happens or whatever goes on, they're brothers. Soon as he came out of Love Island, his boys are there. They're his brothers. Like changes.
True.
You've had arguments. You've had happy times. Good times. It's a family, isn't it?
Mm.
So even if I wanted to get rid of them, I couldn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
that's nice to know.
I was literally just bantering because me, Mega, and Romeo got a big show this Friday coming in Manchester. So we just, they're my brothers, Asha, all, and that's my family.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and you're gonna
they do my head in, but it's my family. They probably say the same about me. Yeah.
Is it gonna be like So Solid material? You do? Or are you gonna be doing solo stuff? Because you got the new music out now. You got the new song. Single out at the moment, Live That
That's
Life.
That's right. So, as a brand, So Solid will always do the old stuff. Yeah. We don't need to do new stuff. We got nothing to prove to no one. Man done sold 4 million records, bro. Won every award.
Bought one.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. But in terms of like me as an artist, like I'm always bringing out new stuff. I brought out a record with Christina Milian a year and a half ago.
Mm.
And then this is the next. I only do big projects, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not bringing out. People go, you bring out an EP. No, I'm not. You did an album. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I bring out singles when I like.
Because
I can. Because I can draw on any artist when I want to.
Mm.
They go to me, what have you got, Harvey? 2010, I gave them the Egyptian record. Last year, I gave them the Christine Milian record. What more do you people want of me?
But then you live such an illustrious life anyway. Like you said, fingers in pies.
Yeah.
So is music kind of, does it remain one of the kind of, because you've always been very inconsistent with your releases, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
it's
very.
It's always been
very
few and far between.
Yeah,
if you
like. Very.
So. Has it always been something like a side hustle for you? Even though it's been very successful.
I would say a side hustle, but I always have got a business plan when I'm bringing out a record. Now I'm bringing out a record now in the social media era. It's not like our day when you service records and it goes out to the public in shops, innit?
Yeah.
So for me, I just look at it as a business. Well, I know the profile's big, so if I bring out a record that matches the profile, then I'm going to generate shows off that, so I'm going to get my money back.
Yeah.
So I don't look at it for sales. I don't look at it for sales. I know that if once I put something out with my name on it, it's going to cause impact.
Yeah.
People either want to hate on me or they want to talk about me.
I know
my power as Harvey.
Yeah, yeah.
So I buzz off it.
So because I'm not talking about it from a financial aspect. I'm just talking about it from a...
Oh, so from a hobby. Sorry, in terms of
you know what
how
mean?
Much...
From the time that passes between each release.
Sorry, sir. Yeah, music's a part of my soul, bro. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I took a year out, I'm still going to make a record because I itch.
Yeah.
I need to get in studio. But this is the first project the last 3 years since the Christina Milian project to this project where I've started enjoying it again.
Yeah.
Where I generally enjoy music again.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Do I enjoy the music industry now? Nah, I've got nothing to do.
It's very different, isn't it, man?
I've got nothing to do with it, Mars. You know what I mean? Like,
I think that's borderline self-harm, actually enjoying the music.
Yeah, it is, I think that's just weird. It's literally like self-harm, but like I enjoy seeing like the my friends do well, like Stormzy, you know, that's like little bro to me. Giggs is my good friend. So I enjoy seeing the
I bet you enjoy that actually, because South London has still got music by the neck. South London's still got UK music by the neck.
Listen, like I'm just proud of what's going on north, east, south, west, or around England. You've got to look now. A Manchester MC being big. Bugsy Malone. Birmingham MCs being big. Yeah. JK. Yeah. That was unheard of in my day. Used to laugh at their accents.
It's true.
Do you understand?
Do you know what? It's magic because I've had this conversation before. And I always, and this is going to sound very left field, yeah? But I always kind of credit the Arctic Monkeys for kind of singing in Sheffield accents and getting people desensitizing people to the fact that other regions can be big as well.
Literally,
you'll hear them on daytime radio because before Arctic Monkeys,
Pulp did that as well, didn't they? Pulp, Jarvis Cocker, I would say.
Pulp too, these are legends.
Yeah, but true, but you didn't really hear Jarvis Cocker's northern accent coming out as much as you heard Alex Turner's. Like, all common people, you'd be forgiven for thinking Jarvis Cocker was from London.
Oh, okay.
I want to live with the common people.
That's true.
Yeah, it was a posh thing. It was a posh vibe.
What a great record, though.
What a great record, you know? Even Morrissey didn't really sing in a Mancunian accent.
No, that's very true, wouldn't you?
Yeah, these are legends, man. So, but yeah, like even now to say that, like, it's just nice to see, man. We have an industry. The only thing now that I don't like, man, is like none of the music's timeless, bro. I'm not hammering no one, but I don't look at none of these youths' music and go, I'm gonna remember you in 10 years. I look at Skepta's music and go, I'm gonna remember you. I look at Wiley. I look at Storms. I go, yeah, you lot gonna have tunes that's gonna be well remembered.
Yeah.
But half of the youths, man, like the choruses are basic, man. It's not even about the music, it's about the fan base that goes along with them.
Absolutely. Most of the time it's about clout, of course.
You can bring out A, B, C, D, F, G, and he's getting a million views. I'm going, this record's awful.
Nice progressive.
But do you understand?
It's the alphabet.
Like it's the alphabet, but at the same time, at least, do you know what I mean? It's better than them being in badness, and at least they're out of trouble and they're doing well. So.
This is true.
I like seeing youths do well, but do I like all the music? Hell no, I think it's terrible.
Well, let's listen to some music that you do like. Your own. would you do us the honour of introducing your current single for us?
Yeah, man, this is Harvey Live My Life, exactly what it says on the tin. Basically, that's it.
Came with the army. The things that she want me. Ain't taking the chances. All in my one spike. Island boy, I'm a whitey. Girl, I cut them eye up, me wifey. It's not a thing I take lightly. I make her stand right beside me. The 2 foot look pricey. The man in my too nicey, nicey. But I let that go, so I let them know. I just had to live that life, to give my life to you. I had to miss them nights and fix my eyes on you. Put the drink on ice, we live one life for true. I had to live that life, to give my life to you. Ting looking wavy, man, I'm acting crazy. Make P take the ting of safety, but I see it raise me. Boy, them used to chase me, the money never changed me. Nobody couldn't tame me. All the gal excited, but what me have is priceless. Faded, not drinking and driving. True, me just get back my license. You know she's gonna be something that special, setting the levels. Back in the day, I would dance with the devil. My heart wasn't settled. I'm known as a rebel. I just had to live that life, to give my life to you. I had to miss them nights and fix my eyes on you. Put the drink on ice, we live one life for true. I had to live that life, to give my life to you.
and me white tee. Girl, I cut them eye at me wifey. It's not a thing I take lightly. I make her stand right beside me. A 2 foot look pricey. The man in my too nicey nicey. But I let that go, so I let them know. I just had to live that life to give my life to you. I had to miss them nights and fix my eyes on you. Put a drink on ice, we live one life for true. I had to live that life to give my life to you.
Live That Life by Harvey, who joins us in the studio right now.
Yo, that's a nice vibe.
I really, really like that vibe. Thank what you, I guys. Found really interesting was the production, especially. It sounds like it's literally made of vocals, but it's kind of sped up. Is it like a phrase that's been manipulated in some way?
Yeah, like, so Da Vinci, the producer's a legend. You remember
Da
Vinci?
Of course,
man?
I've worked with Da Vinci. Yeah, he's a friend of mine. Come on, man. He is a legend as well. You're absolutely right.
Da Vinci made P's and Q's, Kano's record, one of the greatest ever grime records, whatever you want to call it. So, we just went in, man. We just said, we didn't even think about the record. We said, creatively, we're just going to go in, and whatever comes out, comes out. And that's what came out. I didn't think I was going to nail it on my first go, though.
Yeah.
Because people was expecting me to rap, innit?
Yeah, yeah. Marcel was saying it.
That's what I was just saying. Yeah. I was like, the vocals were there. Yeah. I was like, wow, man, sounds nice, you know?
So that's why, since everyone's heard the record, it's just through everyone. They're like, why didn't you sing back in the day? I was like, I was too hood then, man. I remember Ferdy from Universal was like, Harvey, if you sing as a solo artist, you'll sell me 10 million records. And I was like, I'm not singing. Man, don't sing. Man's from the hood. And then, famous last words, innit? You know what I mean? So
there's nothing like a good melody, man. You're right. I'm glad you acknowledged that, actually, because there was a very kind of, I suppose you put it down to toxic masculinity, really.
100%.
Everyone was just scared to do something that would be deemed effeminate. Or
A&R came up to, like, there was five of us that was like, boys, we want to send you to vocal training. Yeah. It was like, all right, cool. But then everyone was like, I don't really want to, like, I'm a rapper, innit? I don't really want to be singing. And then Lee, the main singer from the Blazing Squad, he was like, yeah, I want to be a singer. Yeah.
Crazy that, isn't
all,
it?
Yeah, all over every single tune, because, like, he's got a serious voice.
Even
for MCs. So if anyone's kind of listening to this show now, even for an MC, even if you don't ever plan to rap, it's just about the way that you
100%.
Deliver whatever 100%. You're delivering, and breath is a massive
That's
factor.
Correct.
Get
That's
the melodies
correct.
In there, innit? You've got to get the melodies in there, for real. Shout out to Mello as well. Go on.
They're on the live, you get me?
We should get into a game now, I think. We got the second game of the day, and Marcel's
losing.
Chance to...
This is
Marcel's chance to redeem himself in front of his big brother.
Do you know what, though? I always lose the first game, and then the second time I come round and I'm... And
yeah,
I'm
you're like Arsenal, innit? You're like Arsenal.
Exactly,
like
second
Arsenal
half, bro.
Come
second
back
half.
In, yeah? All right.
Are you Arsenal
right.
fan, Moss?
Yeah, bro.
Ah, poor guy, man. Then again, you had a good Sunday against Tottenham, didn't you?
Bloody good Sunday. Had a bloody good run recently.
I'm a Liverpool fan, so we had a good derby day too.
Oh, you did, yeah.
That
you
dramatic did. 96 minute winner.
Yeah.
Very Origi. Dramatic. No, but Arsenal murked Tottenham. It was enjoyable.
Yeah, they got
I do it tonight. I'm an Arsenal fan, though. I hope you lot smash Man United.
Jesus, you have to be tonight, innit?
Yeah,
come
man.
On.
Big game tonight.
Yeah. Lads.
Yeah.
Natalie's just sitting there side-eyeing all of us.
I love Arsenal, mainly because you talk about them a lot.
Who do you support? Yeah, who do you support, Natalie?
Who do you support, that?
Barnet
Spurs United.
I played for Barnet, so...
Yeah, you said that's actually the closest football to where I live.
Underhill.
I'll go Barnet.
Oh, no, the Coptal.
Do they beat Arsenal regularly?
Barnet!
When Harvey used to play for them,
Yeah, back in the day. Maybe 22 years ago.
Yeah,
That's when they were good.
Yeah.
Right, let's get back to this game. Natalie's going to explain how we play it.
Numbers are obviously really important. If De La Soul was here, they would say 3 is the magic number.
It
but
is.
For you, Harvey, it will be 21 seconds to be the magic number. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull something out of the box here.
Yeah.
And you've got 21 seconds each. It's going to go round.
Yeah.
To list as many of this type as you can. We will score you. So there's lots of scores to go for. I think Michael Payne, I think you should go first because you're always kind of the one that...
So many of this type. Pressure.
Okay, so for instance, right, here we go.
Are you going to give us an example?
Let's just go straight in. Fuck it.
We're going in.
Baptism of fire.
You can swear in here, innit?
Yeah.
Shit, fuck.
He's got Tourette's now. He's got Tourette's.
You've had Terry Walker before. So, what I want from you, let me just get to the market. I would like, you've got 21 seconds, Michael Payne, to tell me as many Christian Bale movies as you can.
The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises, American Psycho, Terminator, I can't remember which one it is. There is a Terminator movie.
I need the full.
He's right though, Terminator 3.
No, it's not called that. All right, though,
nice.
Move on to another.
The Machinist? No, The Machinist.
Boom!
Fuck.
Terminator Salvation, that's what you look
at.
Hey, my man coming like boss it named Barry Norman, remember from the film critic. Yeah.
I think that was four. Hannah, if you could make a note, Michael, do some maths for me, please. On this one, so okay. Michael Payne, you got four there, and it was right. Terminator Salvation.
Okay, cool.
That was four, innit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So, who wants to go next?
Oh, was in four in the number.
No pressure, by the way.
No pressure.
It's not that a lot of pressure. You got four.
He delayed on the last one.
I've got a whole page of Christian Bale movies, so that's how many you could. That's how many you could have had.
Is that how much films Christian Bale sang?
Yeah, he's
that's one of my favorite actors. That's one of my favorite actors, man.
Real. He's a hard worker. You got to give it to Christian. Who wants to go next?
I think I'll go next, and then
I'm gonna go last. No pressure. So I know what they've not got.
Okay, got this. Right.
I bet this is a hard one.
Marcel. Let me just get my bit of paper to clarify.
So you're alive, yeah? So no pressure.
Well, I'm ready for this, bro. I'm ready for this.
No pressure, Mars.
Why are you putting pressure? This is out of pressure, bro. Come on, man.
You have 21 seconds to tell me as many artists as you can that were on Band Aid 2004.
Oh, you're taking a piss. Oh, mate.
Yes.
Estelle. Dizzy Rascal.
Yes.
Who else is around him?
Correct for Estelle.
Oh, blood seed. Oh,
I
shit.
I would have stopped at zero.
Oh, my God. Who was at the time? Busted. No.
Oh, yeah,
Oasis.
Oasis.
The Arctic Monkeys. 21 seconds. Fuck this.
Was Arctic Monkeys on there?
Three.
Okay. To be fair, that's three more than I would.
So, come on,
you just
man.
Name you random names.
But you could have had. You could add Ant and Dec.
Ant and Dec.
Ash, Beverly Knight, Bono,
Cat Dealey, the performance.
Coldplay.
That's what I'm saying.
Coldplay were on it. Daniel Bedingfield, Dido, Feeder, Jamelia.
I said Busted and you shook your head like
no,
I was wrong.
I scored you for that. Jamelia, Joss Stone, Keane, Katie Melua, Lamar, Ms. Dynamite, Morcheeba, Natasha Bedingfield.
I literally said Lamar under
Did
my
you?
Breath.
Well, that's,
but I didn't hear that.
That doesn't count. I literally thought Lamar. It doesn't count, Marcel.
I squinted it.
Robbie Williams, Shaznay.
I said Paul it with my eyes.
Snow Patrol. Did your eyes say Snow Patrol?
I said the Arctic Monkeys.
I'm going to let Marcel get this on camera, so if I fail, I'm...
Okay. F. Well, you got three there, so that's pretty good.
So I'll definitely lost.
He got three.
No, you're training by 1 point. Three, are we going again? Or is that
there's
it?
There's another round for
okay.
you.
Okay. Oh, sweet.
Oh, there's another round?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So, Harvey.
No pressure.
21 seconds, please, to tell me as many of Jay-Z's UK top 40 singles as you can.
Dirt Off Your Shoulder.
Yes.
Oh My Days.
You know it's seconds,
not
isn't
it? Oh My Days.
The Annie one. What's the Annie one called? Hard Knock Life?
Correct.
Oh, what's it called?
Like Harvey, what
this
are you
is
doing?
Bad. This is so
what are you doing, bro?
Come on, bro. This is bad. Why is my mind going blank? The Rick Rubin one. I'm trying to think of the one. Bro, my problems. I've forgot the names.
Easy, bro. Come on, let's change clothes. There's like
the top 40.
Yeah, but she said UK
top 40. It must have been top 40. Come on, that was top 40.
Oh, you got me.
Big Pimpin'.
That's what I wanted to say, 99 problems.
How did you get two, bro?
Empire State of Mind. That's bad, bro. Empire State of Mind was a big one, wasn't it? Girls, Girls.
Alicia Keys, this is so bad.
Izzo, yeah, tons you could have had, but you didn't get that. So you got two.
I'm still winning.
That's
anyway.
Bad. He's
so that's all that matters.
Were you trying to ask Siri there some questions? That sounds like right.
She said Siri.
Siri, how many?
Hello, Siri.
Okay. Right. So Michael Payne, you're back up.
Oh jeez. Right, so I've got four. I've got three.
Because it's on.
Oh God. Right, okay. I need a better one because I don't know. Okay.
Once the pressure's on, it just goes to your head, innit? Like you start questioning what you're about to say.
Question everything, Marcel. Question everything. Michael Payne, you have 21 seconds. Please tell me as many countries were at the 2018 World Cup.
In 2018 World Cup?
No.
England, Honduras, Colombia,
Honduras.
Poland, Germany, Spain, Belgium, Japan. Fuck.
Man,
Honduras. When have they ever made it to the World Cup?
I'm afraid Honduras isn't on my bit of paper.
No, Honduras. It was Panama. It's Panama.
Panama was there.
Seven.
Why did I think it's Honduras?
It's Panama.
No way. Honduras in a friendly way.
Man said Honduras.
You made it off. You said it's your second one. I was like, you don't think of Honduras.
Wait, this is that was a, you got getting easy ones though, bruv. How many did you get this? Oh, six.
I did shit for that.
I would have thrived seven. Off that one. Well, I would have okay. thrived off right. that one.
Well, you're up next then, Marcel. All right. 21 seconds to give me as many pizza toppings as you can.
Ham, pineapple, cheese, tomato, tomato sauce.
No, it's a topic.
Oh, right, sweet, whatever. Olives, pepper.
Tomato sauce.
pepper. Leave me alone, garlic. onions. jalapenos. Pork.
21 seconds. 21 seconds.
No, that's the time to put your pineapple on a pizza.
What I like is your favourite pizza topping is tomato sauce.
I've never said tomato. You know what my man say tomato base. My man said tomato sauce.
That's what I'm talking about.
I've never heard someone say that.
Actually, you put the cheese and the sauce on, innit? Margarita.
10 though, Marcel. 10.
I got 10.
Yeah.
Sick.
Okay, so finally. Well, I think you're going to make a strong comeback here.
I hope so.
You have 21 seconds to tell me as many different types of cheese as you can.
Feta cheese, halloumi cheese, cheddar cheese, goat's cheese, blue cheese.
Come on, keep going.
Grilled cheese.
No, grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese. Edam cheese.
Yes.
Stilton cheese.
He said
grilled cheese. You know, my favourite part of that was the fact that he kept saying cheese. Just wasting valuable seconds. Saying cheese.
Grilled cheese.
It was like
cheese. Dog cheese. Cat cheese.
Looked at me when he said Edam. Like, you weren't sure if it was cheese. Edam. Like, yeah, that's cheese. Yeah, cheese.
I was waiting for approval. It's me, Edam.
I was like, yeah, move on. Apparently, because I had eight, but apparently Stilton and Blue are the same thing.
Oh
come on.
Seven. I'm going to allow eight.
Yeah, you got to blame restaurants for that shit.
So, how many can Hannah give me? Sam's going to do some maths for me.
I think Marcel's one.
And let me know. Say it into my ear from loser to winner, please.
I've got 10.
In third place we have.
I'm definitely in third.
Michael Payne with 11 points.
Whoa. Thank you.
In second place we have.
It's going to be me. Yeah.
Harvey on 10.
Yeah.
Fair play.
Harvey won!
Marcel, what did he get? The winner. Brought it home with 13.
Oh, yeah, my God. Like Arsenal. Second half. Taking over, bruv. What
Marcel,
you saying?
Treat yourself being a winner with some tomato sauce.
I'm gonna go home, pizza, and be like, yo, I don't want anything on my pizza apart from some tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce, safe. I've never heard that in my life. Tomato sauce.
As a topping.
Do you mean ketchup?
No.
Not tomato sauce. It's the stuff that they put on
the base,
isn't
it?
Cheese.
But that's compulsory, the base.
Yeah, that's what makes it a pizza.
No, sometimes they put barbecue. You can get a barbecue base.
You can get white pizzas, you can get tomato-less pizzas.
And you can get barbecue based pizzas as well, like, because I hate them ones.
But you know, I've got some bougie Deliveroo, boy.
But it's what you want on top of your pizza, isn't it? Barbecue based, tomato based.
No, but arguably the tomato makes it part of the pizza.
It's
basically.
And
what
the only way
it'd
be a base is if you put cheese and then tomato on top of the cheese.
Yeah, a topping is anything that goes on top of the base.
It doesn't matter. I still won. Stop questioning me, yeah? Just let me bask in my glory for a minute.
Fair play.
See, Arsenal fans, bad sportsmen, you know?
What do you mean?
thank you so much for coming in, chatting to us about
no
the new
problem,
music.
Brother. No problem.
Playing it to us and being such a good sport, man, playing that game with us.
All day, man.
It was good fun hanging with you, brother.
All day, brother.
Before you go, let people know what you're up to next, because it's probably going to be about another 10 years till the next song.
Oh, you're not wrong. I'm actually going to be more consistent, but as you know, the Team Harvey show circulating. Everyone can go and check that out. All the interviews on there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because you've kind of taken a foray into media now as well. When you're interviewing.
Listen, that show's gone mad. We've just signed a big sponsorship deal for that show too. And then we're headlining Brixton Academy, So Solid NYE for SW4, the brand. So that's going to be a big one. Nice. So this side of the year, that's the biggest things happening on this side of the year.
And where can people find out more information on that online?
Just at Harvey Official. I'm not Harvey a hard official. Guy to find. Just Google me.
Do it.
My DNA comes up.
Thank you once again for joining
us. No problem, brother.
We're going to get into a song now, and then we've got like maybe about 20 minutes to chat some shit, shoot the breeze, and then Callum McSwiggin is up at 6.
preempted. I made empty threats. What's made but an empty bed? I should have thought before the words that I said. It was a sentence said with no regrets. In that moment I should have second guessed. No second chance, the seconds just left. Try to catch your breath, but I guess you winded me. We were clouded for so long, but I begin to see no way back now. Cross the threshold. Used to imagine us together, just getting old.
It's not meant to be, only in my dreams.
No more talking today. My heart breaks, but I'm walking away.
You're walking away from me. Walking away, walking away. Stop, no more talking today. My heart breaks, but I'm walking away. Walking away from me. Walking away, walking away. Stop, no more talking today. My heart breaks while I'm walking away.
Don't think about what's going on in my head this time. You're like a fine wine, but not maturing to the point that it's a crime. It's too late to undo the growing space between me and you and everyone else for that fact. We cut ties, we broke, destroyed our pact.
Now I'm feeling lost at the cost of this slowly dawns. You were everything to me, no one knows me more. No way back now, we drew a line in it. We found love, but we're no longer finding it.
It's not meant to be.
No more talking today. My heart breaks, but I'm walking away.
You're walking away from me. Walking away, walking away. Stop, no more talking today. My heart breaks, but I'm walking away. Walking away from me. Walking away, walking away. Stop, no more talking today. My heart breaks, but I'm walking away.
Restless, come to the penthouse, Netflix.
contact, flip the contract, grab the back room, get the blonde back. Long the long one, check the WhatsApp, that's the main bit, yeah, I'm on that. Got the contact, flip the contract, grab the back room, get the blonde back. Long the long one, check the WhatsApp, that's the main bit.
Stage next year, 4 day sesh, best tune in a set, your gaff next, first class flights, champagne all night, that girl there, make money all year.
I'm on that by the Manor. Very, very, very good friends of the show, good friends of the station. Shout out to them. They're going on tour with the Streets, aren't they? Early next year, early 2019. Are you going on tour anytime soon as a solo artist, Moss?
So at the moment, no. But literally like once.
Well,
once,
at the moment, not because you're here, innit?
Exactly. So like, so once the tune drops, we're gonna start putting together like a little like kind of like club campaign. But then once the EP drops next year, we're gonna like look to put on like a little
nice
little thing where I go up and down the country and perform the bits.
So yeah, looking very swaggy in the Louis Vuitton t-shirt in the video, I must say.
Bro, you know, like I had to like pop out a little bit of style. You have to bust a little bit of style for the new videos and all them teams. You get me?
You have to dress up nice.
You get me?
The video drops on Friday.
The video drops on Friday, yeah. So basically, 7 p.m. So we're gonna throw the tune out there. So the tune drops like early morning, so everyone can like get their little vibe on, and then to get even more into the essence of they want to know. The video will be dropping at 7 p.m. on GRM Daily, so you can catch that.
All right. Well, we've got like 15 minutes left of the show.
We haven't. We've had a suggestion for the hashtag for you.
We have had a suggestion.
Okay. What is it, Marcel?
So basically, obviously, like a lot of people haven't actually heard the actual song yet. But
apart from on this show.
So if you was listening eagerly, you may have like caught one of the special lines from the track, which is what potentially the new Christmas hashtag could be, which is going to be hashtag DDs no bra and a snapback.
DDs no bra.
Double D's.
Yeah. But is it going to be spelled DDs?
I think it's going to be DDs. From what we've been sent through, it's DDs.
DDs. The capital letter D twice.
Yeah. Like big D's.
Yeah. S no bra.
No bra and a snapback. Snap.
Also,
we've also got hashtag bad thing on a Snapchat.
On the Snapchat. Okay.
So like there's options. There's multiple options for this. So once you've heard the song, just throw them my way.
Yeah.
Like holler at me on the Instagram, like drop me a DM, just like whatever you think the hashtag should be for the Christmas special, and we'll get that circulating on Fubar Radio.
Okay. We don't have any sort of problems for Dr. Love this week.
We don't say no, but I tell you what we will be doing next week. We'll shoot a video straight after it here. I shoot it like I've got a full camera crew. We'll film it on my phone after here.
which is a Nokia 7210.
Well, it's Christmas, and in fact, next week is the last show of the year. It's our Christmas special, and I'm going to have a guest accompanying a live game coming in to perform something to help with me with the game. So basically, the grime violinist is coming in. So there's a big wicked clue.
No.
Yes.
No.
I've been plotting with her about a game that we can do where she can do it on said violin.
So the grime violinist. Do you know how much I've wanted to meet this woman?
Honestly. I've met her before. First time I met her, we actually did a rendition of one of my songs, and she was part of a string quartet. And she's amazingly talented. And I think it was around then that she was really falling in love with grime and sort of, you know, street music as a genre. And now she's just fully gone in. Like, she's gone in.
She's doing bits.
She has. So, yeah, Merry Christmas. You'll be meeting her next week.
Unless something happens between now and then.
Santa Claus. But what we want to know, as it is our last show before Christmas, a Christmas special next week, is where is the best place to go for a Christmas date?
Where is the best place?
Please don't say Winter Wonderland.
No, well, you don't like Christmas, do you, Michael?
Really don't like Christmas. And I like Winter Wonderland even less.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Which is saying something.
I semi don't like Winter Wonderland, but at the same time, I feel like potentially... I probably wouldn't hate it as much now. I think I used to hate it back in the day because there was always such a massive hype.
Yeah,
there was also and all the girls always like, oh, like, do you want to go Winter Wonderland? I was like, no, like it's just too much of a hype.
It's
but
a bit busy as well. It's a bit packed. You got a queue for ages for everything and pay a lot for everything.
That's it.
So I'm not sure. Then we some more inventive.
Do you know what though? I'm not going to lie to you. The London Zoo, they're actually doing this thing called London Zoo After Dark,
right,
which is basically. The zoo's open at night and they've like, it's all Christmassified, the penguins are out, it's meant to be really nice.
they should turn off all the lights and just let all the animals out.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Run right.
Yeah, and it's free to get in, but you may
you
never
may
get
You
out.
May die. Disclaimer, you may amazing. Not leave the, yeah. the
or
zoo.
Mix the two and just let all the animals from London Zoo loose in Winter Wonderland.
That would be quite
then
good.
Then I'd go to Winter Wonderland to
that could
see.
Be a
from
film.
A safe distance, of course.
That could be a Christmas film. Mm.
That
could be a Christmas film, like, Stampede at Wonderland.
Winter Plunderland.
It's one of the dark Christmas film and like Bad Santa vein. Like the animals kill everyone in Winter Wonderland. Merry Christmas.
It's like the zookeeper forgets to lock the cage on Christmas Eve.
And they're like, let's go to Hyde Park. Because the animals are they all talk. Right. Let's go to Hyde Park, gang.
Okay. Yep. Well,
they're all American, by the way. All the animals are going to be American.
Obviously, it's London Zoo. It's London Zoo. They've got to be American.
Yeah. Well, that's what we'll be wanting your answers to next week, where to go. The best place to go for a Christmas date. And I assume, actually, we're saying Christmas date, but if, for instance, you, Michael Payne, and people like you are not a fan of Christmas, it's still technically be a Christmas date, but maybe you
best
could just somewhere avoid
Kwanzaa.
Christmas.
Oh, yeah. If you want to avoid the Christmas.
Yeah. You can go either or, really. If you want to be Christmassy or if you want to be Grinchy and just go to... The spoons, I don't know, which I'm very up for, actually. Very up for a Wetherspoons. Yeah, that's perfectly... Well, for it's fine, isn't it? If you want to avoid... Actually, it's probably quite Christmas. They have music in there, though, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. Unless...
Do they not?
No.
Yeah, Reese used to say this.
Yeah, they don't play music in there, so you wouldn't be... what's that, Whamageddon? You wouldn't have that, would you? You know about that?
Sing it yourself.
Whamageddon.
Isn't where if you hear Last Christmas, you're out. In fact, I saw it was Ramesh Ranganathan. He didn't invent it, but it started this year. Basically, you have to be in it, and then as soon as you try and avoid Last Christmas for as long as you can.
Right.
And as soon as you do it, and he tweeted like, out, Nando's, went to Nando's, I'm out. On a Pizza Express, that was it.
Okay.
So that's the kind of game that you're into.
That's cool.
That's quite a sick game.
Just trying to dodge it. And so people were being kind of cocky, being like, I'm so cocky, I've had this radio station on that would definitely play it. That's how I am. I'm still not out.
Do you amazing. Know what, though? Like, I wouldn't want to avoid it. It's my favourite Christmas song.
It's a great Christmas song.
I'm quite indifferent towards that as a Christmas song. My favourite is Stay Another Day.
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I love Christmas music.
I can't stand it for the most part.
I love Christmas music. I literally listen to Christmas music sometimes in October just to get myself into a vibe for Christmas.
Fair play. I hate Christmas songs so much that even sometimes when I just hear regular Motown songs that always get played to death at Christmas, I associate them with Christmas, even if I hear them with summer, and I get this feeling of dread just washing over me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really don't like Christmas.
I hate it. Actually, just detest Christmas.
Whereas Marcel rolled in the other week in a Christmas jumper. Very
I was wearing a Christmas
did
jumper. Yep.
What did it have on it?
It just had a reindeer, I think. Was always a snowman. I don't know. I've got quite a few Christmas jumpers. Like.
Yeah, I bought one time. The one time I've ever bought a Christmas jumper, I was in Dublin, and they have this tradition there called the 12 pubs, and it's a pub crawl, as you can imagine, and you have to sink a pint of Guinness in every single pub before you leave, and you have to do it in a Christmas jumper. So I went to Primark, which I found out has a different name over there. Was it Primark or Matalan? I think it was Matalan. It's called something different. And it's just an aside. And I bought a Christmas jumper there that actually had sound effects. I think it had bells somewhere or something like that.
Oh, so you went all in.
That was the one time I enjoyed Christmas.
Because you were drunk.
Because it wasn't really about Christmas. It was more about Guinness.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay. Let's get into a little track and then we'll come back and say goodbye.
Give it up, love does serve no purpose. Delete. up, enough of them a virus. Give it up, love that serve no purpose. Delete, enough of them a minus. Give it up, love that serve no purpose. Delete, enough of them a virus. Give it up, love that serve no purpose. Delete. Give it up, love that serve no purpose. Delete, but enough of them a virus. Give it up, love that serve no purpose. Delete, but enough of them a minus. Give it up, love that serve no purpose. Delete, but enough of them a virus. Give it up, love that serve no purpose. Delete, them all go come for hype up.
Delete featuring Burra Banton by Chasing
Delete
Sinners. Delete. That's got to be the soundtrack for when people write problematic tweets, isn't it? Just play that.
Delete.
Calm.
It has been the Michael Payne and Marcel show, or the Marcel and Michael Payne show. Obviously the market. I can't talk today.
It's all right. It's all right, man.
One Red Bull and I'm anybody's. This is the premium stuff, though. This is the £1.29 stuff.
Oh,
not even sugar-free or hardcore.
Nah, man, I'm getting in. I'm getting in. Michael, Natalie and Marcel, or Marcel, Natalie and Michael. This has been the M&M show. Callum McSwiggan is up next with guests including the Russell of Paper. And
yes, Russell Paper.
And turning the page.
No, it's Matt Cain.
Matt Cain.
He's coming in. Author Matt Cain is coming
Author
in.
Author Matt Cain.
Yes, that is correct.
Joining Callum McSwiggan at 6. We are going to be back. No, are you going to be back next week,
yeah,
Marcel?
Yeah, Marcel's
I'm in next
that's
week.
That's not your
well,
week off.
Here, it's because after, straight party. After this show, we're going straight to the Christmas drinks, aren't
I
we?
I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We're all going.
We've got the Christmas drinks
we
next
do,
week.
We do, next Wednesday.
We shot a video last week.
Yes.
When is that going live?
That's
going
to be going out as part of the advent calendar. So watch out for our social media to find out what lucky door you're under in at. What door?
Behind.
It's definitely
behind,
a trap door.
That's the word.
It's definitely a trap door.
Don't you open the trap door.
Because there's something in that mug of coffee.
Oh, the
there's something on that plate. There's something
not,
in that
I'm
packet.
Not impressed.
Yeah, find out which or just how many things does Michael Payne try? Basically, yeah. It's some delicious food and drink that they get to try.
Delicious is debatable. and that's the reason I call it a trapdoor. I feel we were definitely not behind the door. We were sitting on top of a trapdoor.
Yep, and it got pulled from
exactly.
underneath us.
Yeah. Exactly.
And there can only be one winner in that video.
Mm. And four types of refreshments. So
yes.
Check that out when it drops, the FUBAR Radio Advent Calendar. Check out the Facebook, innit? That's where it's going to be.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere.
All
check
that.
Out
that,
it everywhere.
All, that. All right, we'll be back next week at 4. It's the M&M Show on FUBAR Radio. Take away.
done except for me. Only I can supply the high you need. There's no one gets it done except for me.
Listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.